Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you are crossing the Jordan today to enter to dispossess nations greater and stronger than yourself, with cities which are large and fortified to the sky. The sons of the Anakites are a large and tall people whom you know, and of whom you have heard it said, Who can stand in the face of the sons of Anak? So know today that the Lord your God is he who is crossing in front of you, a consuming fire. He will destroy them, and he will subdue them at your advance, and you will dispossess them and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has told you. Do not say in your heart, when the Lord your God drives them out at your advance, saying, Because of my righteousness the Lord brought me to take possession of this land. Rather, it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is dispossessing them at your advance. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you are entering in to possess their land, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is dispossessing them at your advance, and in order to establish the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And you will know that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget, that by which you provoked the Lord your God to anger in the desert. From the day when you came out of the land of Egypt, up to your coming to this place, you have been rebelling against the Lord. At Horeb you provoked the Lord to anger, and the Lord became angry with you, to the point of destroying you. When I went up the mountain to receive the stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, I remained in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread, and I drank no water. And the Lord gave me the 2 tablets of stone, written by the finger of God, and on them was a record of all the words which the Lord spoke with you, at the mountain, from the middle of the fire, on the day of the convocation. And it came to pass, at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that the Lord gave me the 2 stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. And the Lord said to me, Arise and go down from here quickly, for your people whom you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly departed from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a cast image. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I have seen this people, and look, it is a stiff-necked people. Leave off me, and I will destroy them, and I will blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make you into a more powerful and numerous people than them. Then I turned and went down from the mountain, while the mountain was burning with fire, and I had the 2 tablets of the covenant in my 2 hands. And I looked, and what I saw was that you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made yourselves a cast calf. You had quickly departed from the way which the Lord commanded you. Then I took hold of the 2 tablets, and threw them out of my 2 hands, and broke them in your sight. And I fell down before the Lord, as at first, for 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread, and I did not drink water, for all your sin by which you sinned in doing wrong in the eyes of the Lord, so as to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid because of the anger and fury by which the Lord had become irate over you, to the point of destroying you. But the Lord listened to me that time too. Nevertheless, the Lord became very angry with Aaron, to the point of destroying him. But I prayed for Aaron too at that time. And as for your sin in that you made the calf, I took it and burnt it in fire and crushed it and ground it down until it was as fine as dust. Then I cast its dust into the brook which went down the mountain. And in Taberah, and in Massah, and in Kibroth Hataavah, you provoked the Lord to anger. And when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and take possession of the land which I have given you, you rebelled against the word of the Lord your God, and you did not believe him, nor did you obey him. You have been rebelling against the Lord since the day I first knew you. So I fell down before the Lord for the 40 days and 40 nights, during which I was fallen down, for the Lord had said that he was on the point of destroying you. And I prayed to the Lord, and I said, My Lord the Lord, Do not destroy your people and your inheritance, whom you redeemed by your greatness when you brought them out of Egypt with a strong hand. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not pay attention to the stubbornness of this people, or to their wickedness, or to their sin, so that people do not say that it is because the Lord is not able to bring them from the land out of which you brought us, to the land which he told them, and that because of his hatred of them he brought them out to kill them in the desert. And they are your people, and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your great strength and with your outstretched arm.